Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. It's now 28 past 7. It's time for the Siena Halal phone in program. With me on the line from Siena, I do have Molana Bilal Nicholson. Molana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to yourself, Molana, as well as to your listeners.
How are you keeping this week, Molana?
Alhamdulillah, I cannot complain. Yourself?
Alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course with your du'as as well. Yes, dear listeners, just a reminder, it is the Siena Halal phone-in program. If you have any queries, you can call in live, 011-854-1548, that's 011-854-1548. Alternative means of getting your message through WhatsApp, 0727861548, that's 0727861548. Or you can send us an SMS, 488-55. Right, Malana, message coming in here. I would like to know if Vural Fire Force Energy Drink Flavor Toffee Sweets. I don't know if that's one or two. Let's Vural Fire Force Energy Drink.
Okay, at the moment, unfortunately, no information on that product. The person can please forward the details to us. We can check it out for them and query from the company or the manufacturer to see if it is halal. Mm.
All right, I don't know if I'm getting the pronunciation correct here. It's Flavor Toffee Sweets. T-O-F-F-E.
Flavor Toffee Sweets.
It's one year end.
Okay, no information on that as well. Please provide more details, then we can advise further.
Next one is Skittles Halal.
Skittles, they no longer contain carmine. We're just waiting for some disclosures regarding the other ingredients, then we'll be able to say whether it is halal suitable or not.
Haribo Sweets?
Haribo, unfortunately, we have queried the products. Many of them do contain bovine gelatin. They are manufactured either in Turkey or in the European Union. Unfortunately, we can't give no guarantees regarding the gelatin. The gelatin we've come across in the past, those gelatin have been from Europe or from South America. Not sure about the slaughtering method used on the animal the gelatin is derived from.
Nicoletta decorations.
Yeah, we evaluate them on a case-by-case basis. Some of them we have found to contain carmine, which was haram. Some of them are halal suitable. If the consumer can please specify the exact variant, then we can advise further.
Suey sour straws.
Can you please spell it?
S-U-W-E-I. Once again, not sure about the pronunciation. Suey sour straws.
Not sure about the product as well. Consumer, please provide more details.
The next one is it's more a shampoo and conditioner, L'Oreal Paris Elviv.
Okay, yes, that may be used. There's no problem with that product.
Now another message coming in here, Dias flavored cordial syrup.
Yes, those cordials may be used. They are halal suitable.
Another one's Turkish Delights.
Turkish Delights, we know there are many that are certified by Siena. You can look for the Siena logo on those products. The most popular one that we receive a lot of queries about is the vegan one that is halal suitable as well.
And the listener here, regarding flavored toffee sweets, replied and said it's a sweet.
Okay, but we need to know who the manufacturer is.
Yeah.
What's the full name of the product as well, and then inshallah we'll advise further or investigate it on their behalf.
Next message coming in here, and it's coming in quite fast. I'm going to have to keep up on these WhatsApp messages. One saying Mentos Sweets.
Mentos Sweets, again, there are six flavors which contain carmine, which is an insect derivative. It's basically a color, a reddish color, which is taken from beetles. This color is clearly mentioned on the packaging of these different flavors. Those flavors are rainbow, the sour mix, the cinnamon, the grape flavor, as well as the strong yogurt and the cherry yogurt flavors.
Next message saying Yummy Gummy.
Yummy Gummy, not sure about that brand. And what specific product is that? Is that a marshmallow product? Is it a gummy product? The consumer could please provide more details.
Another one asking here about the Chicken Licken branch in Ermelo and Benoni.
Okay, with Chicken Licken, as with the franchises that we don't have any association with, we cannot give any assurance for the individual stores. We know that with the franchise concept, the head office is responsible for all ingredients and all products that come into the individual stores. So without the agreement to the head office, we are not in a position to certify any individual stalls.
Another one, next message, top crop mixed vegetables.
Not sure about the product, but if the person could please provide a list of the ingredients, it should be a very fairly simple product to evaluate. If it's just plain vegetables, then there should be no problem with it.
One of the message that came in earlier on regarding Yummy Gummy, the listener says it's gums, it's basically gummies, and it's from Gauteng.
Okay, if the product is manufactured locally, then we want to check if it does contain gelatin or not. That would be the most critical ingredient, because we know that it's very difficult to find halal gelatin, especially in the Western Hemisphere. There are no plants that produce gelatin exclusively from animals slaughtered by Muslims.
Yes, indeed. Next message, Mulana, Nutri Day Yogurt.
Nutri Day Yogurts, most of them, alhamdulillah, are halal suitable. There are three different variants that do contain bovine gelatin. That would be the low-fat plain, the snacks yogurt, as well as the fruit flavors. Stay away from those. The rest you may enjoy.
Another one saying Tornado and Solero ice cream made by Ola.
Yes, please look for the Sena logo on the Ola products. Many products are imported. We cannot give you any assurance for those, including some of the Tornado variants. They are imported from China. We can't give you any assurance for those.
Yes, we do have a caller online. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your question?
Is chocolate hazelnut dual spread halal?
Okay, what's the brand name of the chocolate spread? Is it Ferrero? Is it Charms? Is it
cream chocolate? I don't really know that. Cream chocolate. It's written in a different language. I don't know.
Okay, where did you buy the product?
But the company is Red Bicycle.
Okay, yes, the Red Bicycle chocolate spread that you may have.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do we have another caller? Yes, we do. Let's go to the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu
alaikum. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your query?
Is estrogen halal?
Estrogen, alhamdulillah, yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Next message. Let's go back to the WhatsApp line. There's a listener saying here. The bread from Woolworths.
The plain breads and the plain rolls, yes, those are halal suitable. They're made in a facility that doesn't use any haram or objectionable material. However, the what we call the speciality breads, unfortunately, we're not sure where they're coming from. We can't give you any assurance for them.
We have a call online. Let's move to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ciao, your brother.
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. You may go ahead.
Is
Woolworths
jalapeno sauce allowed?
With Woolworths, with the rest of their products, what happens is Woolworths don't actually manufacture any of their products themselves. They outsource the manufacturing. Where it so happens that the manufacturer is certified by Sena, then you will find the Sena Halal logo on that product. If it doesn't have our logo, unfortunately, we can't give you any assurance. Yes, in some instances where all the ingredients are listed, and you know they've got claims about being suitable for vegetarians and so forth, then we'll take the details, forward it to our evaluation department, and then they can do an evaluation for you. But without the logo on the product at the moment, we can't give you any assurance.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that call. Just a bit of a buggy line there. Next, back to the messages, Mulana, Lay's and Simba Crisp.
Yes, the Lay's and Simba Crisp made in South Africa. We do audit the facilities where they are made. They are halal.
Next one, Rainbow and Goldie chickens.
Rainbow chickens, the fresh and the frozen chickens, those are approved or certified by Sena. However, the processed products, so what I'm talking about is like bolognese, the Vienna, the crumb chicken products, those are not approved by Sena because they are made using imported Brazilian poultry. All the products, all the chicken products are halal.
Right, moving on, Stemerol Air Rush with walls.
Okay, with the Stemerol products, stay away from the berry party flavor, the strawberry flavor, as well as There's another flavor, the spearmint flavor. Those three flavors you must stay away from. The rest are halal suitable.
Next one saying McNab's Supercharge Energy Tabs.
So within McNab's products, you will find some of their products bearing the Senna logo. Unfortunately, their certification was terminated very recently. So we can only give you an assurance for the products that actually bear our logo. The other products, they're no longer made at the Senna certified facility.
All right. Another one saying, and we get that back to that same query regarding that flavored sweet. Now, the listener is saying the brand of the sweet is called Vural, V-U-R-A-L, and it's a Fire Force Energy drink flavor.
Okay, no information on the product at the moment. So provide us with the manufacturer details of the Vural product, the full name of the product, inshallah, at the end of the show. We will be providing the details to Contact Center, forward the details to there, and then inshallah we will query it on your behalf.
Inshallah, I mean, Cadbury's 5-star chocolate?
This product still remains under query, no information on it as yet.
Which Roman pizza branches are certified in the Johannesburg area?
Oh, there are so many. The one that comes to my mind would be the Forsberg one, as well as the Indonesia branch. This information is clearly available on our website. All you have to do is, in fact, there's a search restaurant function. Just put in the word Romans, and it'll bring up all the Roman pizzas that are certified by us.
As listener asking here, what is Shura Halal?
This is simply, look, we heard about this body when the Burger King franchise came to our shores. But beyond that, beyond hearing of them, we don't know who they are, actually.
Right, the next one saying here, I'm just getting to this, Woolworths gums and licorice.
The Woolworths gums and licorice, it must be gelatin-free. Please check the ingredient disclosure or see that it's written on it gelatin-free. Then it is halal suitable.
I do believe we have a call online. Let's go to the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
Jesus, sister, you may go ahead.
I'd just like to know if Listerine mouthwash is halal.
Yes, you may use the Listerine ones. It's preferable to use the mouthwash that does not contain any alcohol, like the Listerine Zero. But where that's not available or it's not effective, then even if you do use the other one that contains alcohol, the alcohol is not an impure type. You may use that as well.
Jazakallah. Alaikum.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nerds. What are these nerds approved?
No, they are not approved. Some of the variants do contain carmine.
Next one, the listener sent a picture. It's actually a chocolate by the name of 5-star. But the listener says it's made in Ireland.
That's correct. We are busy querying the product from Cadbury. Inshallah, as soon as they provide us with the disclosures, then we will be able to advise further. In fact, the problem why we are taking so long to receive this information is because the product is made in Ireland, and as for Cadbury, they don't have much regard for halal in that country.
Next one saying, is Barney soft cake filled with milk Senna approved?
Yes, it must be made in Saudi Arabia though. Yes, and it is halal suitable.
The Body Shop products?
Again, we query the products on a case-by-case basis. We don't give a general statement regarding the products. If the consumer could please specify the name of the exact product, then we can advise further.
Next message saying Nutri-Day low-fat plain yogurt.
That does contain bovine gelatin. Please stay away from that product.
Are there any sausage saloon franchises that are certified?
At the moment, no, we do not have any agreement with this franchise. We are not aware of them operating halal stores.
Moving to the SMS line, Danone Nutri-Day Smooth Yogurt and Cadbury Glow Chocolate.
Cadbury Glow Chocolate, that's also imported, still on the query at the moment. And the person asked about Nutri-Day low-fat yogurts. As I mentioned earlier,
yes,
with the Nutri-Day yogurts, there are three variants that you have to stay away from. That's the low-fat smooth plain yogurt, the snacks yogurt, as well as the fruit flavors. The rest of the flavors you can have.
Right, another one, sir, the listener says, last week I posed a query and I was informed that we look into it. The question was, could there be any doubt regarding wooden skewers as there is concern regarding toothpicks? If so, how could one identify those which are permitted to use?
Okay, in fact, I had spoken to our evaluations experts at Senna, and what they've told me is that they have not come across in their years of evaluation with any problems with wooden skewers. However, if, you know, how can I say, you know, there's always developments, technology always improves, and, you know, we can't give a blanket statement that they are all, you know, always halal. Where a consumer wants to know about a specific brand or specific product, please forward us the details, we'll look into it. But to date, we haven't come across a problem with them.
Jazakallah for that. Yes, it's now 17 before 8. It is the Sena Halal phoning program. We're going to take a quick break. But remember, you can still call in 011-854-1548. Send your WhatsApp messages to 0727-861-548 or SMS 48855. We'll be back. Welcome back. It's the Sena Halal phoning program. Maulana Bilal, are you with us?
No, I'm still here.
Alhamdulillah. We do have a call online, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
See, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah. You may go ahead with your query.
See, Mulana, tell me, is McDonald's halal or haram?
Okay, with McDonald's, from our side, unfortunately, we cannot give you any assurance regarding their halal status or otherwise. The reason is we don't have an agreement with the head office, with the franchise head office. We don't do any audits at any of the stores. We don't know who the suppliers are, what ingredients they use, and so forth. So, really not in a position to give you any assurance, or we cannot stand the witness that they are halal or not.
Okay. Okay.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Next, line 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Right, Salim is telling me that line dropped. Oh, the line is back on. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your query?
I wanted to know if the baker's soup baskets are halal.
Okay, there's two different types of baker's soup baskets, right? The one is the iced soup baskets that does contain bovine gelatin. And then they've got a different variant of soup baskets, like a plain type of biscuit that is halal suitable.
Jazakallah for that call. Right, moving on to the messages that are coming through. Any licorice gums at the halal?
Yes, the common one that you find in all the shops, the Beacon one. But it must be the plain licorice, not the one with the filling. So the one that's plain or the plain licorice bits, those are halal suitable.
So the ones with the pink inside you're referring to, that's the one?
Yes, that's the one that you should stay away from.
All right, a message coming through, Favelo balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar, yes, in general, that is halal suitable.
There's a message coming here, the listener says there's so many new cans of cool drinks on the market from overseas nowadays. Should we stay away from them or is it safe to drink? Any advice in that regard?
Yes, the best thing to do is, you know, to rather stick to something that is halal. Again, you know, the golden rule, when in doubt, leave it out completely. With soft drinks, as I mentioned last week as well, the main concern is the flavoring, where, you know, a flavor is a compound product. It's not just an ingredient, it's a compound product by itself. You know, I've seen some flavors that had over 1,000 ingredients. Any one of those ingredients could be haram. So, you know, rather stick to something that you know is halal. Do not involve yourself in things which are doubtful.
Yes, indeed. Last two queries before we close off. Woolworths croissants, is it halal?
Unfortunately, we don't have access to the manufacturing facility that manufactures those croissants, so we cannot give you any assurance.
And finally, Maulana, the yummy gummy. Now, this listener says that there's no ingredients on the packaging. However, the factory's number is there. What advice do you give all the listeners in a situation like this?
With these gum products, number one is, you know, we need to, again, determine if it's made in South Africa or if it is imported. Recently, you know, we came across a case where there was a marshmallow product imported by a Muslim wholesaler. And when we had queried the product, he got the information for us from China. And the product, although the listing of the ingredients said that it contained beef gelatin, according to the manufacturer in China, it had pig gelatin. And also, if it's a gummy product with no details, possibly the product, please, you know, let's query it on your behalf. Let's check for your iman, to save your iman. Let us check whether it's halal or not, firstly.
Yes, okay. There's another query coming. I know I said it's the last one, but I think this one is quite, it will benefit all the listeners. He says that occasionally there are products that have the halal stamp. However, when we search on the Senna website looking for this brand, we cannot find it. It's not on the list. Is it possible that because it's newly certified, so it will take time to get onto the website, or what exactly is the reason there?
Yes, that could be a possibility, meaning that the product has the Senna Halal logo, but it's not yet on our website. It is something we update our website on a continuous basis. Alhamdulillah, for the most part, most of the products, I can say with confidence, are on our website. But obviously, you know, no one is perfect. We might have overlooked a few here or there. In that case, if the consumer could please send us a picture of the product, showing the logo and asking, you know, querying why it's not on the website, we'll action it further.
Inshallah. Well, there's still a few queries, but unfortunately time is up. What you can do, Mulana, quickly for us, the Senna phone in line for those that still have any queries.
Okay, so our number, our helpline number is 0861-786-111. You can forward your queries to us via email as well, helpline@senna.org.za. You can find us on the different social media platforms, Senna_Halal, that's on Twitter, on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, as well as Instagram. You can even ask your queries there, and inshallah, we will answer you.
Inshallah. Jazakallah for that, Mulana. We hope to speak to you again next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan for giving us the opportunity.
No problem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that was Mulana Bilal Nicholson from Senha. And remember, like I said, there's still a few queries. Unfortunately, time did not allow us to reply to your questions. But what you can do, Mulana gave the details. You can send in your queries there. Senha is quite active on all social media networks. Or you can wait for next week, inshallah. You keep the messages, you send it again. Remember, the messages are asked as a first-come, first-served basis. Of course, if you phone in on the 1548 line, you get straight to the front of the line, so you can phone, it'll be better. But we'll speak to you next time again, inshallah, next week, Monday, same time, inshallah, the Senha Halal phone-in program. Until next time, from myself, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.